Looking at where you were at the beginning of the season to now, it's a huge achievement for the fact that you're staying in Super League next year.
Yeah, it's massive. When I spoke to Michael when I first came, he didn't want to be involved in that £1 million game this year, and I'm pleased for him that he'll be able to watch it and then actually sit down and enjoy the game. It's a great achievement for everybody involved. It's taken a lot of hard work to get where we are, but the focus now is to try and get as high as we can in this table. There's 6 spot still available, and if we get a decent result at Catalans, then there's no reasons why we can't, finish a little bit higher.
Obviously, the Challenge Cup as well is in a few weeks' time. The fact that the pressure is off, you think that'll help prepare for the big game in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, we'll use these next 2 weeks to play some guys into a bit of form, and give some minutes to players that haven't particularly played that long. We'll look at trying to freshen up against Castleford, but we won't be taking his foot off the gas. We know that we've got a big semi-final coming up, but we also want to finish as high as possible in this ladder, and we've got a fit and healthy squad, and we'll be looking to get as high as possible.
What are you expecting tomorrow?
It's always a very difficult place to go. I'm expecting some very warm weather. There's not many teams go to Catalans and get a result. We're a very physical side. We ran close down here at the start of the season, and we beat them at the Magic weekend. We know what we need to do to get a result. It's just about a lot about the attitude this weekend. How we cope with the travel, doing it all in one day. It's something new for the guys, and it's something I'm looking forward to.
How's Chris Anakin looking?
Yeah, it's not good. He's not good. He's ruptured his medial ligament in his knee. From the concussion, the first thing that goes when you get knocked out are your legs, and his knee's buckled and he's ruptured a medial ligament there. And unfortunately for Chris, he'll probably miss the rest of the season and miss the semi final, which he's devastated about.
Obviously, O'Loughlin only got one game as well. You reported in the week saying it's not enough.
Yeah, listen, the reporter caught me a little bit, he was off guard, not off guard, but I just heard the news 5 minutes previous. It was still very raw. I stick by what I said. I thought it was, and again, it's not a dig at Sean O'Loughlin, and I will say that, Sean's a great kid. He actually, he run Chris Anakin up and apologised, and it didn't need to do that, and I thank Chris for that, but Lockers for that, but it was just a bad challenge that I thought they got the grading wrong initially for a moment to give him a C, but what's done is done now. Nothing can be done about it. We unfortunately Chris is out for a number of weeks, most probably the season, and he misses out on a chance of maybe playing in a cup final.
Do you think there needs to be more clarity in the grading?
I just think there needs to be more consistency with the charges. That's been my gripe for a long time, and they brought a rule in at the start of the year that they can upgrade depending on the severity of the injury, and I lose a player for 12 weeks. Similar case with John Bedebs at the start of the year, and Castleford sent a medical report into the RFL, and they upgraded John Bedebs from a B to, and he ended up, instead of just getting the one or two games, he ended up getting 4 games. So it's just more the consistency more than anything that I've got an issue with, and I'm not the only one in the game that thinks that.